Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Right. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Okay.
Thank you.
guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. This show is called The Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Welcome back. I'm back here with you on Monday. Had a few issues on the end of last week that I had to take care of. Working with my daughter and her car and all, had some issues, so had to get that stuff straightened out. So I wasn't able to be with you on the show at the end of last week. Apologize to you guys, and thank you guys for asking about me, wondering what's going on with the show and this and that, but we're good. Everything's good, and right about now, we're on the way. Again, I'm your host, Frank Williams. Call into the show, 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, have a great show lined up for you today, as you probably already know. But today is a good day. I'm excited. I'm on a different shift at work, a shift that I kind of like, and I'm running with it. Got to work today and tomorrow, and then I'm off until next Monday. Yeah, read 'em and weep, baby. Read 'em and weep. I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. So if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. That's Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page and type in the search box, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. And then you'll have connection with us. And also, for you guys that are listening online via my show page on blogtalkradio.com, thank you. And if you are on my show page, you'll see an icon there that says, follow this show. Click on that icon, and you can set that up where so that whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on Twitter, all three, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. 818-301-5834 is the call-in number to the show. All right? Call in, give your opinion, what have you. I'd love to hear it. Now, I'm going to say this one time, and I'm going to make it brief. With some of my listeners out there that are, I call you guys haters. That's all I can say. I mean, this is something I do as a hobby, okay? And I like to do it. If you take something personal that I said, I'm sorry. It's just my opinion. But you don't have to listen to the show if you don't want to. You don't like something I said, stop listening. It's not going to hurt me here or there, okay? But I do have a message to get across, and I try to get that message across the best way I can. And I try to express my opinions the best way I can. And evidently, I do a good job at it because you guys are sending me messages, whether good or bad, they come, okay? And I appreciate that. No problem, all right? Just don't take this personal. Thank you. Anyway, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244 is the number to call. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can take care of any of your concerns or needs. 770-732-0244. I know the time is coming, the end of the year is coming up, and soon A lot of you guys are going to start scrambling to get the taxes done, get them out there to get your money refunds back as soon as possible. And the professionals at CPA on duty can help you with that. Okay, give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Like I said, I have a great show set up for you guys today. So let's get right into the episode and let's not waste any more time. Today's episode, what does the beginning of the holiday season mean to you? What does the beginning of the holiday season mean to you? Now, the reason I wanted to do this is because this week, really, I mean, I know that all this, you know, you guys are starting, you're going in the stores and you're seeing the Christmas stuff already up, and they're selling Christmas trees at Home Depot already, you know. Everything. As a matter of fact, I was in Home Depot on Saturday, I believe, and hell, I almost bought a tree. You know, they look good, and you know, the smell gets you, and that's what it's all about, and that's what the season is all about. This season means to me is family and being with my family, but. My blood family, my sisters, and my, you know, my brother, we aren't very close anymore because some family issues and this and that. You guys know how that is, but that's what I miss about my family, as far as my brothers and sisters being together. Is that we used to be together every Thanksgiving, every Christmas. That's the time when we knew we were going to get together and we looked forward to it. And we had such a great time, so many memories. And that was a time when, like many of you, that was a time when, I mean, my mom was here and she'd do all of this. She wanted everyone to come to her house. She loved to entertain. She loved to have fun. And that's why I am the way I am today. I love to entertain. I love to have fun. And that's not a bad thing. But this time of year, start of the holiday season, you know, when we were growing up, back in the early 80s, I'd say, the late 70s, we didn't have, you know, they didn't jump on Christmas, you know, this soon, like they're doing now. Man, they're jumping on it so soon right now. By the time Christmas comes in another month or so, you're going to be burned out on Christmas, you know? But the way we did it is you couldn't put your Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving. Okay, it had to be after Thanksgiving. Now, there were some times when we used to put the tree up that night, you know, Thanksgiving night, or even the next day, we put our tree up. And of course, when I was growing up, we always had an artificial tree. We never had a live tree. But now that I'm still, you know, I'm here, I'm still growing up. But I have my own place now. I have, you know, I buy a live tree every year. And actually, I put two trees up in my house. And that gives off an aroma that you can only get at Christmas time, at this time, at the holiday season. And that's, you know, that's part of what the holiday season means to me in the beginning of it. You know, this, you know, coming up on Thanksgiving, actually, I hope you guys tune in on Thanksgiving Day. Actually, I think I'm going to do the show at, let's see, what time? I'm trying to see what time I'm going to do the show on Thursday at noon. Noon Thursday. Thursday is the time for the show. On Thursday, that's a special time. Not 6:30, but we're going to do it on noon on Thursday. I'm going to be frying turkeys Thursday morning. So after I get done frying turkeys and get cleaned up, then I'm going to do the show at noon, okay? Don't miss it. Don't miss the show on Thursday. It's going to be a special Thanksgiving Day show, and I'm also contributing that show to my late mother, okay? My mom loved this time of year, and I'm going to give you guys a bird's eye peek into a day, and maybe even a little bit of the night before Thanksgiving at my mom's house, okay? And that's a time that just second to none, right? I'm trying to recreate that now with my family here in my home. I'm trying to keep that going. I'm trying to recreate that in my home. Not for Thanksgiving, but I am going to try to recreate some stuff for Christmas. And I've been trying to perfect that over the last couple of years. And we're getting close. But that's what I'm going to do this Christmas. Anyway, the beginning of the holiday season, what does it mean to you? What does that mean to you, the beginning of the holiday season? I know it means Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is coming up. In a few days, it'll be here before you know it. And then, you know, Christmas will slide in not far behind that. But this is a time where, you know, there's time off work and you get time to spend with family and friends. And you just invite them over. Invite them over. It doesn't matter if they come or not. But just invite them over. Okay, invite them over. Have a good time with your friends and your family. I know there's, like I said, there are families out there like mine that are distant from each other, but maybe that'll change. Okay, maybe that'll change. But here's the deal: is that I have another family. I have my wife's family that I grown close to, and we do a lot of things together. So we'll have a good time this year, regardless. And it's just the way it is. So the meaning of this time of year, to me, is just family and friends and having a good time, going to parties. I remember now a long while back that, you know, when I was working for attorneys, at this time of year, man, all kinds of stuff came to the office, people sending baskets of bread and candy and food and, I mean, all kinds of stuff would come to the office. And, you know, we'd come in literally. You didn't have to bring lunch or go out and get lunch because you could eat out those baskets for weeks. That's how huge they were and plentiful they were. I have no problem saying that I guarantee you some people were spending $200 for some of those, you know, baskets and stuff that that they were, you know, having out there. So that's the, you know, that's the kind of thing that we did. And then he had all these parties that we were invited to. I mean, invitations would come in constantly, daily, about different parties that different mortgage companies and banks and stuff like that were having. And we used to go to a few of them, you know, we hit a few of them, and you see people that you've done business with, or that you've seen during the days, week, all the time. And I used to see those people all the time because I went from our office to their office. I was the go-between between the offices. So So I'd see not only at my office, I'd see everybody, but I'd go to these, you know, other offices, these mortgage companies and these banks, and I'd see all these people. And I'd talk to everybody. I knew, you know, everybody knew me when I came in the bank. Everybody knew me when I went into the mortgage company. And so when they had parties and we went to their parties, I mean, it was like, hey, you know, I know you, so I could go up and bam, and hold a conversation with anybody. And, you know, like, Frank, how you know him? Well, I seen him a few times. I go to his office, you know, yada, 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 yada. And those were big parties. I mean, they had plenty of drink, plenty of food. And, you know, at those kind of parties, they aren't like in our parties, so to speak. You know, our parties, we got music and drinks and dance. They've got music and drinks and more drinks. And they just stand around and talk and, you know, want to do business together. Now, you have a few nowadays, you know, there's some music going there. There is some music going. Now, you have a few that get a little bit, you know, a little bit too much down the neck and kick the shoes off and start to dance with each other. So you had a little bit of that going on, but mainly wasn't much of that going on. These were guys in sport coats and ties, and they wanted to talk to you to see if you were going to send them some business. You know, that's how they do. But they were great parties, you know. They were great parties, and I drive a limousine. I take, you know, the attorney and his wife. I take them and drop them off at parties, and you know, and hang out till they're ready to go. Take them home and take the limo back. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff that we used to do, and then you know, that was some weekend. And we had great times, and those were the beginnings of the holiday season. So that's the kind of stuff that, you know, that the holiday season mean to me. I know some people out there, you know, you may not have a lot of money to do things, but it doesn't really take a lot of money to do things, to have a good time. You can just, I mean, go to friends' house, go to friends' houses and hang out. They don't mind, you know, at this time of year, people don't mind you coming in with nothing to drink or nothing to eat. People don't mind you showing up with, you know, empty arms. This is the giving season. So they bring you in, they invite you to the party, go. Don't not go, because the next time they may not invite you. Go to the party. Maybe you don't stay that long. Maybe, you know, they aren't your kind of people. But at least go, hang out. You never know who you might meet. And get you something to eat, get you a little something to drink, and leave. You know, if you're there and you're going to cause a problem at the party, you get obnoxious, or if you're upset about not having, you know, resources to do some stuff, then you go in there with the wrong attitude. And that's not the way you do it. If you want to come in on the show, call in 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, this season also meant to me was hanging out at my grandmother's house and the food preparation and just the good times that we used to have at my grandmother's house this time of year. Because there were a lot of Thanksgiving where we went to her house and laid out all the food and everything. And we ate there and hung out there all day, half the night, and then we'd go home. Then we may even come back the next day and get, and you know what I'm saying? You know how we do it. Go back the next day. Hey, hit it again, do it all over again. You eat off that Thanksgiving meal for 2 to 3 days. Some people eat off of it longer than that. Some people have, you know, turkey and dressing, you know, Monday, Tuesday, next week. That's not unheard of. I mean, that's how much food that's being cooked. That's how much food, because you don't want to run out. That's the whole thing. You don't want to run out. You want to have enough food. So people tend to overcook. But they undercook on other things like pies and cakes and banana pudding, you know, brownies, and everything that you know, sweets, the pound cakes and things like that. Some people cook mean pound cakes. But, you know, that 1 pound cake not going to make it through the whole family when they come over. A few cuts of it, and it's got one slice laying over there left. The sweet potato pie, the way my grandma did the sweet potato pie, she'd do 4 or 5 of them, but that wasn't enough for the family. Because it's no lie. At the age I was then, I could probably eat a pie, a whole pie. I definitely ate 3, maybe 4 slices of a pie back then. And when you ate one slice, you went right back for the second one. Because that first one, it's almost like you couldn't believe how good it was. How good it tasted. Man, I tasted that, but I don't have any more left, so I got to go back and get another slice of that. And you go back and you get another slice. Have your little water with it. Gee, Mo, Nettie. And then she used to do candy M's. I have never, ever, 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 the rest of my life, I've never, ever, ever come across any other candy M's that were close to my grandma's candy M's. Unbelievable. She could sell those things, and she'd have been multi-millionaire. Thank you guys for listening to the show. 818-301-5834. Call into the show on tomorrow. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Now, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show. Love you so much. Take care of yourselves and your families. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. See you.